If you have your Bibles, I'm going to ask you please to turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. I'm not going to Skype anybody this afternoon. I didn't say that on purpose earlier so that you would still come. Luke chapter 9. We'll get there in a little bit. Matthew chapter 9. Yeah, maybe we should Skype. No. Matthew chapter 9. I want to share some things this morning. Obviously, we're pulling away from our study of 1 Timothy this afternoon. I want to pull away from that just for the day and sporadically here for a few weeks. And just share some of the things that are on my heart recently and just kind of talk a moment more as a family than a formal message per se, though this will be on the internet after today. A few things have happened to me in the last few weeks that have caused me to do some thinking, kind of to consider my own life and what God is doing and wants to do with that. One regards a pastor friend of mine named Chris Level. I've mentioned him before. I think I mentioned him on Wednesday night. He was a pastor whom I met in January down in Phoenix, Arizona area. I went to a couple-day conference down there, and he was the pastor of the host church. Chris has since left there. He moved back up to Idaho, where he's originally from. And Chris was recently diagnosed with stage 4 advanced melanoma cancer that has spread throughout a lot of the upper part of his body. At this point, to my knowledge, I don't believe they're planning to do chemotherapy or anything like that, though he is beginning to undergo some kind of treatment just to help stem the symptoms and to prolong things from progressing any worse. Chris is a good man. When I met him, he was very gracious as a pastor. In fact, this conference that I went to, he opened up his home to, I believe it was 6 of us pastors who were visiting for the conference. He and his wife, 3 kids, opened up their home and let us take over the bedrooms and bunk down for a couple nights there. Very gracious host, very kind and warm. And I appreciated that. I made note of that even then and sent him a note afterwards thanking him for that. I believe Chris is in his mid-late 30s. Life. And God is doing good things through him. He is not discouraged, at least from everything that I've read about him online, things that he posts and so forth. He knows that this is of God. He knows that God is in control, and his desire is to please and serve him, whether it be in life or by death. I mentioned to pray for him, obviously, as he goes through this battle. Pray for his wife and 3 kids. I don't know the exact age, but they looked like they were about 12 and under. So relatively young family there. That news struck me of his cancer, obviously because of his age, but also because I know him. Though we have not met much, I count him as a friend in the ministry. And looking at his life and now perhaps a very soon death, although we don't know that for sure, that has caused me to think, what about my life? What have I done for Christ? Things like that do tend to cause others to ponder their own selves. Even as Solomon said, that it's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting, for men consider their own lives, and so forth. Another thing that has struck me recently is my own birthday. A few weeks ago, I celebrated my 42nd birthday, which I know is young to some of you, but old to others of you. I used to think 40 was pretty old, and now I is one. And my mind doesn't think I'm old, but my body continually tells me, you're getting old, older at least. But my birthday is a time that I try to reflect, and this year it seemed perhaps more so because of Chris Level's diagnosis, but also because of some other friends that we've had die at relatively young ages as well. Matt Herbster's wife, a couple years ago now, a friend of ours in Georgia that took place recently. And again, this has caused me to think and to ponder about my own life. You know, Moses wrote in Psalm 90 that a man's life is about 70 years, if more than 80-ish. Well, I'm over halfway now, past up to 80 years old. And again, this has caused me to think, what is it that I have done for Christ of any lasting influence, and what would God want me to do for the future? A third thing that has really struck me even more recently was a conversation I had with a good friend who encouraged me to not be afraid of the ministry, but to be willing to articulate the direction that I believe God would have us go as a church. I've been at the church now for 8 years, and by God's grace, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to serve here. But when I came here 8 years ago, I came with more of a second man mentality, because that's what I was up in Cornerstone. Very thankful for that role. Learned a ton. And it's been, honestly, somewhat of a hard transition for me in some ways to go from that, where I could say, ask him, to being the one that's being asked. There's a big difference in that. And that has been difficult for me to reckon with and to realize that I need to be the leader that the church needs me to be. That it's not enough just to stand up here for a half hour or 45 minutes a couple times a week and hope for the best, but that I need to embrace the role that God has given me to do. And so for that, I apologize to you as a church family that I haven't done more of that. And I'm trying to grow and trying to learn how I can better be that kind of leader that helps us not just look at the here and now, but even have a vision for the future and what God might want of us in the near future. So this afternoon, rather than really preaching a formal message, I want to start that process. And I say start because I want to take several opportunities and lay out some ideas and mindsets that I've been tossing around in my own brain for a while now, but in some cases not really had the guts to say much about. But I want to lay out some things for us as a church family that we can begin to think, let's move forward. We've had 8 good years, and we've seen a lot of good things happen, and I am very grateful for all of the things that God has been and continues to do. It is only by God's grace that we are where we are. But I also want us to think, how can we move ahead? I've told people this on different occasions, that I believe God has us right on the precipice of seeing some great things happen in our midst. But God doesn't want us to stay stagnant.